a heartwarming moment for a youth basketball player that we have for you here on WSGW. Although, apparently this happened a couple of weeks ago, and I think it got some attention, so maybe you are aware, but how did I miss this? 722 on WSGW. That being said, I know I miss a lot of things. Charlie and Denise and Pat, your morning team. Of course, on the heels of, you know, last hour, just an hour ago at this time, we had a youth basketball story of a coach assisting a player to make a steal, which we thought was a little unethical. We have a video posted to that on our morning team page. I'll put a link to this video, too. Did you guys catch this? This is, again, this happened a couple weeks ago. This involves a seventh grader at Bishop Ryan Catholic School in Minot, North Dakota. And so apparently at halftime of the final varsity game, there was a $10,000 Gatorade halftime shootout where all fans attending were entered into a drawing, but only one person's name was drawn in order to attempt the Gatorade $10,000 halftime shootout. And this seventh grader, J.J. Franks, his name was drawn. And he had to make four straight shots in 25 seconds. Layup, free throw, top of the key, and half court. And so here is the video and the audio. Ready? Go! So there goes the kid right there.
How old again?
13 years old.
13.
13 years old. And what do you hear a little bit of the backstory on this kid, too?
Makes the free throw. All right, so he's going to lay up. Free throw, gets beyond the three-point arc, launches. All right.
So just has one more shot to make. Look at this crowd starting to anticipate.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Threw it like a football.
Yeah.
Nothing but nut.
$10,000. This happened a couple weeks ago, and I understand it's gotten some attention, but I missed this completely.
Yeah, I did too.
And so I thought, well, how cool, especially on. In fact, the reason I found out about this goes back to last hour, that story we had about what we thought was a little unethical youth basketball. I was reading a series of messages and tweets, and somebody made this reference to, I can't remember how it was worded, but they made a reference to this kid, J.J. Franks. I much rather enjoy the J.J. Franks video in basketball from a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, what is that? So I looked it up and said, oh, that's what it
wow.
is. Yeah, this, and apparently cool. This kid, by the way, according to the mom, he received treatment last year for dislocated shoulders. Doesn't say why, but just says... He was cleared to play basketball this season after he went to physical therapy three times a week for several months. So how about that for a cool backstory for this kid? Apparently,
that is very cool.
So Pistons.
Yeah, if you're looking for somebody, yeah.
He's 13, but hey, you know, you're never too early to start looking for someone who can sink a layup, a free throw, a top of the key, and a half-court shot.
They're just looking for somebody to make shots.
Exactly. That was pretty cool, though. And we've got the video up for you if you want to check it out on the morning
That's
team
awesome.
Page. That is just...
A moment that he'll never forget. He'll always remember that.
Not at all. Oh, and by the way, when, of course, you just won $10,000. What are you going to do with it? Kid says, college.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Okay.
That'll pay about a quarter of a year's tuition.
Depending on the college he's going to, yeah.
Yeah.